These two neighbors need to learn how to cooperate on a project they're doing together. I'm Joseph, this is Input English. It sounds like I'm going to tell you a story, right? Correct. This is a story. Stories are powerful ways to learn language. Stories contain a lot of words, a lot of expressions, and the structure of the story naturally draws your mind in so that you can absorb all that language. Learning from stories has been shown in studies to be very effective for acquiring language. I've created a lot of original stories for this channel for Comprehensible Input. Today, we join Robert and Bill. They're neighbors. So let's set the stage here for you. I do have a playlist about Bobby and his family. If you would like more stories about these characters, a lot of those stories are on that playlist. But let's set the stage for you today. Robert and Kathy have two boys, Craig and Bobby. They have a dog, Oscar. And the neighbors are named Ginger and Bill. So if you're standing on the sidewalk looking at Kathy and Robert's house, then Ginger and Bill's house is to the right. As we look at these two houses, they're set back a short distance from the sidewalk. Kathy and Robert were there first. They moved into the neighborhood first. Their house is white. The style is not really specific to an architectural style. People would call that house mid-century. It was indeed built in the 50s. The house is a wooden frame house, two stories, and it is white. It has a white picket fence, and the sidewalk leading to the entrance of the house is red brick. Some people might call this house a colonial style. As you look at that house from the street, it has a round window. This architectural feature was something that Kathy really liked. Kathy would tell you that it was that round window that convinced her that this was the house for them. Silly, isn't it? This round window is located in the stairwell. The stairs lead up to the second floor, and the window is located at that stairway. Now, the house didn't look like this when they first got it. Robert installed the red brick walkway, replacing the old worn-out sidewalk, and he also put in the picket fence. He liked to explain why the picket fence. Shortly after they got this house, they took a vacation trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. When they were walking around Colonial Williamsburg, they saw a lot of picket fences. And there was a specific feature that Robert really liked. In Colonial Williamsburg, instead of using a spring to close the gate, it was common to use a chain and a cannonball. The cannonball was a weight, so once the gate was installed, an extra post was placed in the yard. A chain was draped from the top of this extra post to the gate. And then, at the low point of the chain, a small cannonball weight was applied. The weight of that cannonball would draw the gate closed. However, it would be easy to open the gate because opening the gate would cause the cannonball to rise a little bit. With this sort of cannonball gate closure device, once you let go of the gate, the weight of the ball pulls the gate closed. When Robert saw that on the picket fence in Colonial Williamsburg, he had to have one. He had to build that fence, and he had to have that gate closure. He thought it was wonderful. So that's what he did. They have a white picket fence, and next to the gate of that picket fence, there's an extra post with a chain swagged between the top of the post and the gate, and a cannonball a small, round, black metal ball is mounted at the bottom of that chain. It works perfectly. As we look to the right, that is Ginger and Bill's house. It's gray. It doesn't look particularly like Robert and Kathy's house, but it's in general the same sort of style. Mid-century. There's no picket fence. There's no fence at all in the front. The fence begins in the side yard and projects behind the house only. After Ginger and Bill moved in, they became good friends of their new neighbors. They became good friends with Kathy and Robert. They frequently socialize together, but because there's no gate in the fence between the two yards, when one of the neighbors wants to visit the other, they have to walk around the front. Ginger, for instance, finds herself walking around the front of the house, going through the picket fence using the gate, and then going to the side of the house, walking past the house, and entering the kitchen door in the backyard. It's a long walk for her. At some point, it was suggested that maybe they should put a gate in between the two yards. A little over a year ago, Robert had put a gate in between their yard and Hannah's yard behind their house so that Bobby and Hannah could visit one another. That worked out fine, but there's still no gate between Robert's house and Bill's house. So as they discussed this, Bill and Robert decided to put in that gate. But there are some things you need to know. Robert is the manager of a hardware store. He's very good with his hands. You could say that he is handy. If you say someone is handy, they're good working with their hands. They can fix things, they can do things, they can make things because they have good dexterity. Dexterity? Well, dexterity is a funny word. It refers to being right-handed because dextro is right. Dexterity means right-handed, but in common use, if you say someone has good dexterity, it means they are good with their hands. They are skilled doing things with their hands. Bill, on the other hand, doesn't do much with his hands. He's in business. He works in an office, and he doesn't do a lot of projects around the house. He doesn't have a lot of confidence that he is handy, but he would like to be. He would like to be able to fix things better. He would like to develop those skills. He just hasn't had much opportunity thus far in his life. So he was thinking that if he and Robert could put this gate in, maybe he would learn some things from Robert about fixing things, building things, making things. That was Bill's idea. He also wanted to help. He was uncomfortable saying, "So, Robert, why don't you put in a gate between our two yards?" No, instead of saying that, he said, "How about you and I put a gate in?" But he knew that the fellow with the skills and the knowledge was going to be Robert. They decided to do this task during the winter, and it was just too cold and wet to do. But now that it's spring, the time has come to tackle this little project. They had met at the fence and had discussed the merits of different locations for this gate. They each offered their opinion, and they decided on the location. Robert made some measurements, and he made some mental notes. He didn't write things down. He just made a mental note of what he needed to order. He needed to buy the gate. He needed two fence posts. He needed the hardware to mount the gate, and he would need a latch so that the gate could be closed and latched so that it doesn't just flop. You don't want the gate just swinging in the wind. You want it to be either open or closed. He bought all the things they would need and positioned all these materials in the yard. The work would occur on Saturday. On Saturday morning after breakfast, as planned, Robert and Bill came to the yard to start this project. They made the cut in the fence and determined the location for the two new fence posts. They used a post hole digger to dig the holes for the cement that will stabilize these two fence posts. They installed the fence posts into the holes and then mixed the concrete, pouring the concrete around these new fence posts. They used a level to make certain that these two fence posts were vertical. You wouldn't want a fence post leaning at an angle. You want it to be vertical. The ground may not be level, so the fence post may not be perpendicular to the ground. It may be at an angle with respect to the ground, but it is vertical, thus it points to the center of the earth. It's plumb. What is plumb? Plumb is a wonderful term in projects like this. If something is plumb, it is vertical. The way we get that term is interesting. Plumb refers to lead. If you have a string and a lead weight, and you hold the string, allowing the weight to pull the string straight, that string will be vertical. It will be plumb, but we get the word plumb from the lead weight. Once the fence posts were installed and the concrete poured around them, they were stabilized with some wood to make sure that they didn't move while the concrete was hardening. That was the end of the work for that day. The following day, on Sunday, they reconvened to assemble all the hardware. Craig was interested in what they were doing, so he came out to watch this project unfold. Bill tried to help, and Robert tried to let Bill do some of this project. He wanted it to be a joint project, not just him having all the fun. They had to assemble the hardware on the fence posts. On one side, there were the hinges, and on the other side, the latch. Robert double-checked the measurements and confirmed that the location was perfect. The distance between these two new fence posts was exactly right. They also had to attach the top bar of the fence as well as the fencing material to the posts. There's hardware for all of that. Most of this hardware would be assembled with wrenches. The fittings had machine screws, that is, bolts and nuts, and you could hand tighten them, but in order to make them really properly tightened, you had to use a wrench. Robert had brought a wrench for that purpose. At one point, Robert had assembled a bunch of these fittings on the fence post, and it was time to use the wrench to tighten them down. He looked around and he didn't see the wrench. He thought to himself, it was here just a second ago. Where did the wrench get to? As he continued to look around, he got a little frustrated. So out loud, he asked, where'd the wrench go? Where did we put the wrench? Now Bill started looking around. Where is this wrench? And just at that time, Robert caught sight of it. It was next to his foot and he just didn't see it. So he reached down and held up the wrench and said, it looks just like this. It was just a comical way for him to say, here it is. But instead of saying, here it is, it looks just like this. Soon, both hinges were mounted, and it was time to put the gate in place. It fit properly. Minor adjustments were needed. And then the fittings were tightened down to their final tightness. Robert had done all the hinge side. It was now time for Bill to do the analogous fittings for the latch. With a little bit of suggestion from Robert, Bill assembled the latch fittings and hand-tightened the fasteners. Now it was time for Bill to use the wrench to tighten down the fasteners. This gate project is coming together very nicely. Bill looked for the wrench, and just like before, he didn't see it. So he asked, "Where's the wrench? I need the wrench to tighten these fasteners down." Bill looked down and it was next to his foot. He picked it up, held it in front of himself, and said, "Why don't you use this until we find it?" Again, it was a comical way of saying, "Here it is." But instead of directly saying, "Here it is," he said this ironic, strange thing, holding up the wrench, saying, "Well, why don't you use this until we can find one?" Bill took the wrench and tightened down the fittings. The two of them finished up this project, attaching all the rest of the fittings, and it was done. As they were picking up the tools and the supplies that were left over, Bill asked Robert, "Where did he get those funny expressions?" Robert initially said, "What expressions?" Bill said, "Well, first of all, when you held up the wrench, you said, 'It looks just like this.' And then later you said, 'Why don't you use this one until we find it?' Where did you get those expressions?" Robert said, "Oh, that. I got that from an old carpenter I used to work with. He was so good at what he did, but he was a card." In English, if you say someone's a card, they're a character. It's a compliment. If somebody's a card, they're entertaining. It's a positive expression of somebody who is funny or interesting or entertaining. Someone who's out of the ordinary could be called a card. So in this case, Robert said, "Yeah, that guy Lester, he was such a card. He taught me so much. A lot of the skills I use every day, I learned from that guy. He was a master. He learned a lot when he was trained in boat building. He was actually a very skilled boat designer and boat builder. So his craftsmanship was really good. But he was a character. And so it was super common when we worked together that if he didn't see the tool he wanted, and then found it, he would say, 'It looks just like this.' Or, 'Why don't we use this one until we find it?" It was just part of his style. He was a card. Bill concluded by saying, "What a cool story." He continued. He said to Robert, "I want to thank you. You allowed me to learn some things from you today, but you let me do some things. I got to participate, and I really enjoyed that. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for letting me help." Well, there were other lessons learned because the other participant in this project was Craig. Craig didn't do a lot, but he watched and he learned and he saw how two friends could cooperate and communicate. So for Craig, it was a great learning experience. Now they have a gate. So Kathy and Ginger can easily walk to the other yard without walking around to the front of the house and then finding their way to the back of the house by walking through the side yard. They can just directly cross through the gate. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.